Well, it's a current craze, although the practice has been around for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Making your own probiotic drinks at home can be easier than you think. Adeline Ng found out more from Felicity Evans, author of the new book, Probiotic Drinks at Home.
Felicity, welcome to Travel Writers Radio. Well, we're hearing all about DIY probiotic drinks as the current craze, but I understand you got into it more for necessity after years of traveling kind of took a toll on your health. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes, I never imagined that I'd be writing a book about probiotic nutrition, that's for sure. So I had quite an adventurous life and done lots of traveling around the world. But after the birth of my second baby, I had a health crisis, which lasted for about a year. And I was on antibiotics for pretty much a whole year. And because of that, I was looking after two small children and just not being the kind of wife and mother that I wanted to be. I just didn't have enough energy to keep going with my day. So I started to research like how we can be healthier, how all of us as a collective can be healthier. And my research took me back to the state of your gut and how your gut health is one of the crucial keys to having overall health. And one of the ways that you can help out your gut is by taking living probiotic foods and drinks to support your gut, and therefore the flow-on effect will be more energy, better digestion, less bloating. So it was worth a go, and I started in my kitchen making a range of fermented probiotic drinks, things like water kefir, coconut kefir, and kombucha. And to my delighted amazement, my gut health improved significantly, my energy improved significantly, and there was no looking back once I knew how amazing these drinks were.
Now, I'll have to disclose that I make kombucha at home. It's something that a friend of mine sort of got me into. And what kind of surprised me was how easy it was to do. But when I browsed your book, I found that there were even easier methods of making probiotic drinks. I mean, all you need sometimes is not even a culture starter. You just need some water, some sugar, and some ginger, which you can find in your kitchen. Would that be right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, and that's my whole game here. My aim is to show people just how easy it can be. And, you know, gone are the days of needing to fly to the Amazon to pick up a whole bunch of superfoods that you've never heard of. By blending some water with some honey and shaking it up in a jar and leaving it on your kitchen bench for about a month, the resulting drink will be what's called honey mead, which is a sparkling, delicious probiotic honey drink. Or, yeah, as you say, mixing some sugar and some ginger and adding a little bit more sugar every day on your bench top will produce a ginger bug, which you can make the most delicious ginger beer with. So you don't need to have a culture to make these drinks. In fact, half of them are made without a culture. Something like putting pineapple skins into a jar and adding some sugar and some water and shaking that and leaving that on your bench for 3 days will create what's called pineapple tepache, which is a delicious Mexican fermented pineapple drink that's also brimming with good probiotics. So yes, don't be put off. You don't have to go out and get a culture. You can if you want to, but I aim to give you the tools in very simplified language so that, yeah, you can make these drinks at home with whatever's in your pantry.
It sounds almost too easy to be true. I'm just wondering why it's not more popular than it is now.
Well, I think that people think that it's more complex, and you know, we're all so busy. None of us have a lot of extra time. So if it sounds like it's going to be hard and extra work in your day, you know, we all get put off, and I can understand that. But, you know, these were all traditions that probably our great-grandparents just did as a matter of course. You know, if you wanted a delicious fizzy drink, well, you made a ginger beer. You didn't go out and buy one. You know, that was the original soda. The original fizzy drink were these sparkling probiotic drinks. So that's my mission, is to inspire a million families to understand that it can be that simple and that you can very easily incorporate it into your everyday. If I can do it, anyone can. And these drinks, they give you so much. It's not like they take away from you. They give you so much energy. They give you so much sparkle. And that's why I love them so much, is because life is just better with them. You feel better. You look better. Your digestion's easier.
One of the common questions that come up about probiotic drinks is that how does it compare to supplement form probiotics or even yogurt from the supermarket, which we're told is full of probiotics?
Mm. Well, I'm not a medical practitioner, so, and there is a place for buying probiotic pills. I'm sure that there is. So I can't advise on that. But I would just say, like, look very carefully at the yogurts that you are buying from the supermarket and just make sure, yeah, that they do have those living cultures in them. And also a lot of yogurts or commercially produced products have fillers and additives in them and a lot of sugar, especially thinking of yogurt. So just make sure that they're sugar-free. But, I mean, for the price of buying a yogurt in the supermarket, you can 10x that investment by making it very easily at home. You get the benefit of knowing that you're doing it, and like it's, they're just teeming with good probiotics, which, you know, if it's been sitting in cold warehousing, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for convenience. I have young kids and I shop at supermarkets. So that's lovely. But yeah, I guess all I'm saying is just a caution just to read the labels.
It looks so pretty as well. The pictures of the probiotic drinks in your book, Probiotic Drinks at Home, they look so delicious. Some look like champagne with berries, yes. And then you've got, you know, your iced teas or beer. I don't think anyone would be complaining about that.
Yeah, that was heaps of fun. So that was a 3-day shoot in Sydney. And many of the, I mean, I made all of those drinks in preparation for the shoot. So they were all literally handmade like a few days before the event. So what you see is actually what they look like. It's not just, you know, a bit of lemonade with some food coloring. That's the actual thing. And like those vines that you see on the front cover, the passion fruit, all of that is literally from my garden that I planted. So, yeah, it's pretty special. It's definitely a pretty special book.
I guess a lot of people who are just wanting to start or are just curious, it's a bit of a strange new world with words that they're not familiar with, like kefir, kombucha, there's June, and then there are ones that I hadn't heard of prior to coming across your book, like tapachi, which you mentioned earlier on. And is it kvass? Is
that kvass? Beetroot kvass. So kvass is a delicious drink. I actually have that every day, and essentially it's just fermented beetroot liquid. So you just grab the beetroot, chop it up, put it in a jar, add a teaspoon of salt. So this one is a salty, it's a savory drink. So it's great for people who are avoiding sugar. And that in the book, there's like most of the drinks are very low in sugar and there's degrees of sweetness. So if you know you just want to avoid sugar, beet kvass is a fantastic one. It's like a daily tonic that you can have. So it's just beetroots with, like I said, a teaspoon of salt and then water. And what happens is that ferments over about 4 days. The salt is there to protect it from invading. You know, it makes it enough of a brine that invading bacteria shouldn't be able to do anything nasty. Just protects the good microorganisms. And the resulting drink is, yeah, like this very neutral, delicious liver cleansing tonic that you can have every day. So I have that every morning.
And for someone who's wondering where to start, because there are so many choices, I think there are about 50 recipes in the book, where's a good place to start?
The best place to start is with what you love. So if you know that you would love like a salty shot every day, like a beet kvass, and you've got beetroot, start there. If you know that you prefer something that's more fizzy and effervescent, then, you know, maybe start with a water kefir. So the best place to start is with your taste preference, and then let that guide you, because at the end of the day, the best probiotic drink is the one that you're going to enjoy and love taking every day.
I'm wondering if you need a mini kitchen laboratory to make all these fermented drinks.
I know. That's what a lot of people think, is that you need extra space. But truly, I have one very small corner in my kitchen, and that's where I just have like one thing of a kombucha, one thing of a jun, and one beet kvass. And then that's it. You don't need a lab. You just do it in your kitchen, literally on your kitchen bench. They really don't take a lot of space.
And for probiotics to work, you need prebiotics as well. Can you explain that?
Well, prebiotics are the food for the probiotics in your gut. So prebiotics are indigestible fiber that your gut bugs love to have. So just increase the fiber in your diet, and that will be the food for the probiotics to enjoy. So, yeah, okay. So whenever we think about health, you know, it's never just one thing. It's always like a full rounded picture. So having a lot of fiber, fruit and vegetables, sunshine, probiotic drinks, you know, movement, relationships. It's a big circle. Eat your veggies, everyone. They'll flourish. Your good bacteria will flourish with lots of vegetables. You know, eat the rainbow. Like, how good do you feel when you just see a beautiful rainbow in front of you to enjoy? It's just so nice. And you pair that with a gorgeous coloured drink, like a beautiful crimson coloured probiotic drink. And, I mean, seriously, you just, you'll emanate wellness.
I don't think anyone would argue with that either. Felicity Evans, author of Probiotic Drinks at Home and also owner of Imbibe Living. It's a very user-friendly how-to book, great photos, and I think it's a fantastic way to start your journey into the world of fermented drinks or probiotic drinks. So congratulations. Love the book.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
That was Felicity Evans there speaking with our Adelaine Ung. Hey, if you have a lot of the kombucha and you go through a breathalyzer stop, could you blow the end out of the unit?
I've never pondered that question.
Oh, well,
before.
You better be careful.